we're singing about technology.
Now, one of the things that's great about these girls is they dance about as well as they sing. I mean, they are on it.
So let's sing. I'm a bee
on my laptop, making videos and websites. I'm a bee on Photoboot.
Did you hear the power in that?
So I'm staying up all night.
iWeb pages
and Safari keynotes.
Oh yeah, these girls can sing. Let me tell you, the thing is, I just don't want them to be a one-hit wonder. That's it. I want them to make sure they spend some time coming up with the follow-up to this song.
Guess I'll put this on my blog.
We can't help the word techno nerds.
We know everything about computers.
Come to showcase in advance with us
so we can go to Philadelphia.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Where have they been? All right, so here we go. Taking a look at automation technology, there are about 87%. Of Americans would favor a requirement that all driverless vehicles have a human in the driver's seat who can take control in the event of an emergency. How many of you are saying the exact opposite? No, I want automation in place to take over in case the human messes up in the event of an emergency. 87% of Americans want it to be the other way around. We want a human in the driver's seat who can take control over the artificial intelligence rather than the artificial intelligence being in control. 48% of Americans would feel better about the concept of a robot caregiver if there was a human operator who could remotely monitor its actions at all times. Well, as we've talked about this whole notion of robotic caregivers, have any of you considered the notion of the possibility of a robot caregiver going haywire? Some kind of way, for whatever the reason, just losing control of itself and just becoming a major threat to your loved one? Now, don't get me wrong. I know some of you are saying, well, hold up now. There are some humans who lose control of themselves and hurt the people they're supposed to be caring for. I hear you loud and clear. That's true. We're not going to minimize that. We're not going to pretend it doesn't happen. Which would bother you more if you're able to answer this question? Would you be bothered more if a robot abused your loved one, your grandmother, your grandfather, your great uncle, your great aunt? Or would you be more upset if a human abused your loved one? Which would scare you more? Hearing about what a human did while abusing your loved one, your elderly loved one, or hearing what a robot did while abusing your loved one? Would it even be possible for someone to hack into your robot? So that even if it wasn't just that your robot just kind of, for whatever the reason, went crazy, someone hacked into your robot and caused it to go crazy. Are any of those considerations as you think about all of this? 57% of Americans would feel better about the concept of a hiring algorithm. Remember, we were talking a few weeks about computers screening and selecting potential employees for jobs. 57% of the people surveyed would feel better about the concept of a hiring algorithm if it was only used for the initial screening of job candidates prior to a traditional in-person interview. Would that make things any better for any of you who may have had concerns about computers selecting and, you know, potential employees? For each of the concepts that were examined in the survey, Americans who themselves would be interested in using these technologies expressed substantially more positive attitudes towards them than those who would not. These enthusiasts also anticipate a wider range of positive societal impacts if these technologies become widespread. Now, here's part of the reason that I really want us to be thinking about all of this, exploring all of this together. We have every reason to believe that this is going to be taking place. And as it does come into play, what happens with us? I mean, are we going to find ourselves? This is the point. What's going to happen is going to happen anyway, right? But what about we, the people? Are we going to be saying, hey, we don't want this to happen. Slow down. Or we don't want this to happen. Change directions. Do you suppose they'll respond to us, or do you think that they'll just go ahead and keep coming up with some powerful marketing schemes that will encourage people to just accept it, maybe even embrace it, maybe even celebrate it? And then we find ourselves here.
Guess I'll put this on my blog.
We can't help the word tech, no nerds.
We know everything about computers.
Come to showcase in advance with us
so we can go to Philadelphia.
Technology.
Technology.
It's down the